good afternoon, and if it is evening or morning where you are, take it like that. This is Lami and Lami's Memas here again to blow your mind, per usual. So today I'm here with my brother. He is my immediate younger brother, and I've known him for how long now?
For many years, you know. Let's put it down.
So
like
I've known him all his life. Yeah, of course, he's my brother. Yeah, his name is Shombrello, and he's here on the episode to talk. We want to talk about SARS. I'm sure you're wondering, Akiludation, I only SARS is a bit talk about SARS. But this is. I want to talk about it now.
It's actually the rave of the moment, so we have to talk about it. You know?
Yeah. So I want to talk about it now from the aspect of, you know, someone that has actually experienced it. Gabriel Shombrello. what are your views about SARS and all of this? What do you think?
There are no two ways about it. SARS needs to be scrapped, like totally scrapped, you know. I've tried to think about reformation, but you see, that's a body that cannot be reformed. Maybe it's once you totally scrap it. When SARS has been put to an end, then we can now start talking about maybe reforming the police. But you see, that name SARS, I think it is something that has been attached. You see, when SARS first came out, SARS was a noun. It was a name of a special agency. From later, it became an adjective that it was used to describe some kind of people in the police that perpetrate some kind of things. Then finally, SARS today has become a verb. It has become the very action in which has become a detriment to every youth in our society.
Okay, so you're taking us through parts of speech. You've gone adjective, you've gone noun, and you've gone verb. So yeah. You are all for NSAS.
Totally NSAS, man.
Okay, NSAS. Yeah. Across the country now, if you didn't know, there are lots of protests going on. And people are gathering. The youths are coming together like never before. Over the years, maybe 2017, 2018, you know, there have been other calls for NSAS, this and that. But now it is, was it last year or something? The last time there was this clamor, we heard that it was going to end it. But before we knew it again, what would Tijade, you know, tormenting the citizens at will? Gabriel, what do you have to say about that?
You know, in this country, it's very easy to say something to appease the citizens without putting it into decree. So I think that was in 2017 or so. It was Osibanjo, that was the vice president. He came out on behalf of the president. The president was on a sick leave at that period in time, so he came out and said SARS was going to be disbanded. But that's how we actually rejoiced. We are very happy,
of course.
But lo and behold, like, let me see, just about 2-3 days, we still have SARS slapping and beating young boys up and down. So it was
everyone.
Like that. So that is why this time around we must see this thing through. We must see it through to have a decree. That's why this time we are involving all the bodies in the world. We want everybody to come down to Nigeria and look at this is what is happening in Nigeria. We don't want to hide. We want to wash our dirty linen in public. We want everybody to see us.
To see our pata, yes. Outside.
They must know that this is what's going on.
On Twitter, I have been seeing a lot of hashtags. We've been seeing how people have been tagging all of these foreign bodies. And I'm so happy because it feels like the people that are here do not understand our plight. I don't know if it's making any sense.
Yeah. It's not like you don't understand our plight. I think these people, they are now scared. You see, this movement have gone away from just titbit, like something that you just whisper and leave. It has become something, and it's looking more like a movement, and they are now scared of what if they give in to the demands of these people. Is there a possibility in the future another they will come with another demands again and will continue to give in to them? You see, these people, once they're in power, all they want to do is to oppress. They want us to be under them. forever, which is not the problem. That's if they are leading us well.
Okay.
But these people, they are not leading us well, so we can't stay oppressed. We want to rise. Most of us have dreams and aspirations, but all these leaders have always done is to keep us in the dark, to make our talent, to submerge everything, and this is not what we are. We want to rise, we want to shine.
Okay, so the Nigerian youth now have decided to take us. You see, I've seen posts on CNN, Al Jazeera, seen international. Even I saw a post, Twitter post by Ozil. Is it Arsenal?
Yeah, Messi Ozil, Arsenal football player. Just many other footballers: Rashford, Ferdinand, Tomori, Tammy Abraham, Rudiger, some Chelsea footballers. They've all turned in. Many of them is becoming a worldwide rave. Everybody's now conscious of the facts now that this is what's happening in Nigeria.
Okay, so Chambrello, I'd like to ask you: have you ever been a victim of SARS brutality? And how did you, if you were, how were you able to scale through? Because I understand that some people you find a lot of missing persons posts on Twitter, on Instagram, like missing person. I've not seen. Next thing you know, it we found the person and it's safe. Kilo shele, SARS lugbe. Could be a woman. It could be a man. You know, it's been very, very terrible. You know. So have you ever been?
Yes, I have been. I have been witness to this unholy act. I think twice, but you know, the first time I think I was a bit much younger than this. I was still in maybe my first or second in university. I was just passing through Ojedubega and one of them just stopped me. Like, I was telling laptop, like, I should bring laptop, come down, what the... During that time, I was not even conscious of what was going on. I really wanted to search my laptop and everything. I told him the laptop even had issues and everything. And when he looked at the laptop, he saw it wasn't going to come on. He just left me and everything. I was like...
Okay.
I was conscious, like, okay, this is what this part doing.
Okay.
Then the other time that I really, like, was deep with them, I was with you, my friend. I'm actually a music artist, so we're going for a photo shoot, actually.
Okay.
Wanted to use the pictures to do a show and everything. So as we were just getting down, we took a bike. As we were getting down, lo and behold, a minivan just double-crossed us. And
Shele,
we should get down. Mm. You see, three men came down with guns and everything. If you were at that place, you think maybe we have stolen something or we have gone to rob something. We're like
hiding criminals or something.
Like hiding criminals. And they just came and double crossed us. Like, ah, what? Next thing, they said we should enter inside the vehicle. For what? He looked at my friend and everything. Say he dyed his hair. Look at the jeans. Look at us and said our jeans was all these dirty jeans. And just like normal stuff. Like artists do. And like, I was like, what? And everything. So I tried them. I even tried speaking English to all these ones and everything, like, so you know, normally in Nigeria and I speak pidgin and everything, so you can be on the same rapport, but start speaking English to him, so maybe you understand that no, he's not the kind of person he thinks we are and everything.
Okay.
I said no. After one or two, he picked my friend, told me to be walking up, brother. So they now drove us to the police station, you know. They didn't enter the police station, they just stopped at one side.
Okay.
Because they didn't want anybody to know what was going on.
Okay.
But luckily for them, we kind of we had a kind of link to another police person that knows them. So we had an outside police member, let me say, like a family and everything like that. So we had to call that one. So that one now came. So but before that one came, there are many other things that they were accusing us of. They said that now that our head, they wanted to put some things like even murder on our head, like because of the way we look like some guys that have killed people before.
Actually, I think I read something like in Nigeria, these people exchange condemned criminals for innocent people. Like they just pick up people on the road randomly and go to the prisons and switch them for condemned criminals.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I've heard that before, but. God will not let me to be a victim of such, you know.
Amen.
The most annoying thing that this police officer was doing, after I was doing that and I was trying to talk to him, that you cannot just accuse everything. But and in spite of everything, if you see the kind of voice they were using to talk to us, it was bullying. I know it was bullying, and these people were carrying guns, and you just can't Like, you can't just pick your mind because you know they're carrying a gun. You don't. My dad has once told me that you don't fight someone with a gun.
With a gun. Because,
you know, that's how parents brought us to. And so, because of that fear and everything, but I was still trying to make my point. You know, after a while, and the man looked, he looked at my friend, looked at his shoe, looked at his footwear. He said, share this thing on your size.
I'm concerned with your size.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, it was so funny. Like,
okay.
I don't understand. Maybe, as it was like, he was trying to put a crime for wearing a footwear that's not your size.
That's
what these stars can do.
That's
I don't know. We left there. We paid 5,000 naira and we left.
So this is
kind of things we face in Nigeria. As a normal youth, you go out to have a good day.
Yeah.
I don't know. They rob you of your little earnings.
Yeah.
And they make you go through some kind of cases, scenario you're not meant to go through.
Okay, would we say that the older generation have a huge part to play? In the sense that, generally how we were brought up or how the older generations were, you go to work in the morning, 8 to 5, you wear your tie, your suit, or whatever kind of job you're doing, your doctor, your lawyer, whatever kind of job, and you come back in the evening to do whatever. But now in these days we find that more people are sitting at home and making money. Some people call them gbelepa. All right, so Nigerian youths are at home now because first of all there are not enough jobs. Everyday youths are being churned out into the marketplace and there are no places to contain them. So these people, the lazy Nigerian youth in quotes, have now decided to find their way around because man must work, like regular man must definitely work. So, do you think, Shambrello, the older generation are also culpable?
Let me put it this way. This is a world that is evolving every single day. No matter how you want to see it, what was valid yesterday, today is not becoming valid because they will have found a better way of doing things and everything. You won't find it. Let me say, in the previous days, as a video editor, a cameraman, if you want to capture, let me say, an area view, you have to get a cameraman that was, let me say, sitting in a helicopter up there. But these days, you have drones, machines that will take the place. That's how it's happening. You don't expect everybody to go to look for 9-to-5 jobs and everything and think that's what... In fact, there are no jobs. Let me not... In our economy that we have today, the older generation that... They always talk about the good old days. Those good old days are gone in Nigeria. The good old days are completely gone. Where you can finish school, graduate, and get a job. Where you can finish school, graduate with a first class and get a job immediately, it's now hard. These days, you need to have to know someone to become somebody. That's what it is now. And now people will just see that a policeman will not want to understand that because you don't wear a shirt and a tie and a shoe and you're going to work and everything, that you can't afford some basic things in life. There are many ways people become millionaires online without even stepping anywhere. People don't go to school. There are some people that have never seen the four corners, the four walls of a school, and they've become somebody in life. They need to understand that the main problem about this house is profiling. They profile every youth they see that's successful as a criminal. And why do they do that? Because they themselves, they've never achieved that. And they feel like, because I can't achieve that, you have no right
to achieve that.
And everything. So that's the main problem. This profiling has been there. That's why our parents are also culpable in this.
Okay, so would we say it's a question of jealousy? Do they expect us to, the youth now, to keep toiling every day? I read something on Twitter again. This person said, anytime he wants to approach a SAS checkpoint, he has to turn off his music, turn off his AC, you know, and speak pidgin because he wants to appear like the regular guy. Because they're like, I don't work for 25 years. I never forget car. I never feel. Why are you waiting? You they do, you know. So, Sean Bello has said, it's a lot of profiling. Our parents today, everybody needs to be aware that the work setting today, technology has taken over everything. Owning a laptop does not mean that one is engaging in nefarious activities. Of course, there are arm robbers, there are all of these unsavory elements around, but there are better ways of identifying who is a criminal or not. Again, today we are advocating for end SARS. Let us have a new beginning. Let us talk something over. The day is shining. Sorry, the sun is shining. Let us do something better. Lives are getting lost. You know, there are new ways of handling things. You don't have to stay in the office every day. People stay in their houses to write, to design, to do so many things that they do not have to go out to work for. Why would somebody be afraid, you know, scared of, oh, I put on my gen for 10 hours. My neighbors be like, Ishe wo lon she, ki lon she. Abigail, bro, what do you think? You know, Ishe wo lon she. Why would you be able to? You're not going anywhere. I don't see you going out in the morning, struggling to enter the bus. So how are you making your money? Technology has advanced beyond what it used to be. Get on the technological train and know what it is. Dreads are not, for someone having dreads or looking nice is not, doesn't mean the person is dreads, a criminal.
Earrings,
yeah,
most of them like that. Even most of those artists, like the lifestyle of an artist, to them you're a criminal straight away. And never, if you're not known, you're not known.
Okay, thank you. This has been another wonderful episode. I had my brother here, Sean Brello. You can follow him on all social media at Sean Brello. Thank you very much. Bye.